good morning. Grab a cup and get ready to fill it with morning latte.
Woo! Oh, good morning. I'm Tom Wilkins.
Oh, and I'm Cass Van Rye. Hey, how hot is it?
Unbearable.
How hot is it?
Unbearable.
How hot is it?
Unbearable.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Huh?
Has anyone heard from Spring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Janet Reno, did you put a gun in Spring's face and send it back to Cuba, too? There, I said it.
She said it. No, Summer just showed up out of nowhere. It's like a visit from you, Cast, unannounced and uncomfortable.
Yeah. And the latte is without air conditioning. What yeah. gives? And the change in temperature is giving me laryngitis.
It's kind of nice.
Okay, now what's the deal with the AC, fellas? Did it break? Fellas?
No, actually, I heard the station refused to pay the bill because we are the lowest rated show on television. And that includes cable. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here's Ainsley Harriet, and here's us.
Yeah, that much.
Not good.
That much.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Not
no,
good.
Bad.
I'll tell you, though, something's got to give, because I'm sweating like a prostitute in church.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, speaking of church, we lost a good one this week.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Cardinal Carroll O'Connor.
Yes.
He was a great man.
Great man.
Great.
He'll be missed. Let's have a moment of silence to remember Carroll, shall we?
Okay. Hey, did you see Gladiator?
No. But I heard about it. What's it about?
It was about gladiators in the ancient Roman times.
Okay.
That's fine, but this is what's given me a red rump. I've been to the Colosseum, gang, and it does not look like that. It's a mess. Half of it's down.
I've seen pictures. I think we should just tear the whole thing down. Do something with that land. Build a Coconut Records, a Pizza Hut. I don't know. Do something.
Get on the stick.
Hey, speaking of historical epics, catch Viva Rock Vegas.
Ooh, the Flintstones sequel.
Yes, Cass.
Yeah,
I am telling you.
What?
I am telling you. Not only was it funny, but you really feel like you're in prehistoric olden times. Yeah. Or the Paleolithic era. And by Paleolithic, I mean the
one who collects stamps.
No. The Stone Age.
Stone Age. You know what? I'll tell you. They can make 100 Flintstone sequels. It won't be enough.
Keep them coming.
It won't be enough.
Boom. Hey, let's bring out our first guest. It's hot.
Yeah. It's hot.
Brenda Vaccaro next to me. Hey, this young woman wrote a tell-all book about the seedy, corrupt underbelly of the new Mickey Mouse Club TV show. And
yeah, Tom, you know, I actually opened this book, and you know I don't care for books.
No, you don't. No. Anyone who watched the show knew stuff was going down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please welcome the author of Mousetrap, Don Pazlowski. Smoking. My laryngitis and smoking. Hi, Don.
Yo, what up, yo?
All right. Now, Don, I believe that people should be judged solely based on their appearance.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm just going to say you look very tough and hard.
I'm with Cass. I'm scared right now.
Yeah. Please don't cut me.
Don't cut.
You know, you can chill. I only cut people if they get up all my face in my business. So you can chill.
Fair enough. All right. Now, Don, you were a Mouseketeer for only 4 days. What the heck happened?
Yo, Disney is whack. I mean, they made me cover my tattoos, take out my piercings, you know, and they confiscated my box cutter. I mean, they were trying to make me into something I ain't. And I don't front.
She does not front, so don't ask her. No. Don't ask.
And see, and from the beginning, I knew that they was out to get me, and I don't play like that, and I don't front.
Gang, she's putting the foot down on the fronting.
Yeah. Now, I understand from chapter 12, entitled Another Time I Was Mad, you were confronted by fellow Mouseketeer, 11-year-old Britney Spears. What happened?
See, Britney Spears was like a stuck-up player hater. I mean, she was always showing up on time and knowing her lines and showering and stuff. I mean, and she stole all my adult moves like this one. She was like, You know, and I invented that one in 91 when I was 8. I ain't shady.
Okay, she ain't shady and she doesn't front.
Yeah. No, I heard. I heard. Yes.
She said she wasn't shady.
Yeah, turn it around. Yeah.
Dawn, tell us. What was the final nail in the camel's back for you, Dawn?
Huh? No, 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 Cass. What was the final straw that broke the coffin?
So it's like this. Brittany started sniffing around my man, Justin Timberlake.
Ooh, and Justin, who was also a masketeer. He was also a masketeer, but is currently in the speed metal trio NSYNC. Check him out.
Check him out.
Check him out.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I told her to step off, and she was like, what? And I was like, no, you don't. And she was like, huh? And I was like, uh-uh. And I mean, then I set her hair on fire. And what you see now, that girl, she's wearing weeds. Shoot.
Ooh. Dawn is one tough cookie.
She's like a pit bull.
Tough cookie?
She's like a pit bull
tough
over
cookie.
Here.
Cookie. PM Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Dawn cuts the grease.
Here comes... here comes confrontation, and then here comes Dawn, right there. You know. Huh.
I just represent, yo. I just represent.
I'll tell you, you know who doesn't represent? Our network. It is hot in here.
It's hot in here.
Come on,
it's
Gary.
It's hot.
Come on.
And you know what? It's going to get hotter.
Why?
Because up next, Mr. Peebo Bryson. If he hasn't melted backstage.
Oh, I love that man.
Damn, it is hot in here.
Hey, if you wouldn't mind, teach us that move when you touch yourself.
Yeah, because yeah. I want to be down with the bitches.
Yeah.
Normal things. I just put a wig on and some glasses and I go, I have to do normal things like that to stay sane.
So we're here to do our job and make sure that she's safe and sound, and at the same time we try to help her out, let her do normal things like a normal 18-year-old teenage kid to do, and I would love to let her do that.
Sunday I was like, you know, I'm gonna go to the beach and just lay out, and a couple of the security guards were like, well, we're gonna go with you. I was like, no, you know what, it's just really obvious when, you know, two big guys are beside me and they come with me. I was like, no, let me just do my thing, you know. So I went to the beach, and there's like a couple of kids that came up to me like, oh my god, are you Brittany? No, I'm not that girl. I don't know what you're talking about.